Everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be tackling something super relevant, especially if you're a teen, or hey, maybe you know a teen, or maybe you're just curious about, you know, the whole career thing. Whatever brought you here, you're in the right spot. We're cracking open exploringcareerpaths.pdf, and let me tell you, this guide is like a cheat sheet for teenagers figuring out their futures, which, let's be honest, can be a wild ride. So get ready, because we're about to pull out the juiciest, most actionable advice from this thing. And trust me, some of it's going to make you think, wow, why didn't someone tell me this sooner? Right off the bat, this guide doesn't mess around. It dives right in, saying that starting career exploration early, like teenager early, is key. And I'm not talking about picking out your dream corner office at 15, but it did get me thinking, why so early?
Well, it's like this, you know, getting to know yourself like really deeply. It's not just some self-discovery thing.
Yeah.
It's the secret sauce to finding a career that actually lights your fire, not just one you think you're supposed to have, you know?
Okay, so it's about dodging that whole midlife crisis thing before it even starts. I like it. But let's be real, teenagers are still figuring out who they are. How on earth can they possibly know what they want to do for the rest of their lives?
Exactly. That's why starting early is more about setting the stage, you know, giving teens the tools to make those big decisions later on. It's not about having all the answers right now, but about asking the right questions.
So it's less about what do you want to be when you grow up and more about who are you now and what do you love?
Exactly. This guide dives deep into self-awareness. We're talking about uncovering your passions, your skills, even figuring out those core values that'll guide your choices later on. These are like the building blocks of a fulfilling career, you know?
It's like you wouldn't build a house without a solid foundation, right? You got to start with the important stuff before you even think about paint colors. So how does this guide actually suggest teens tackle this whole self-assessment thing?
Well, it goes beyond just asking, what do you want to be? Because honestly, that question, it can be way too much pressure, you know?
Oh, I can totally relate to that. Even as adults, figuring that out can be a lifelong journey.
For real. That's why this guide breaks self-assessment down into like manageable chunks. We're talking interests, skills, values, even your personality. It encourages teens to think about what they genuinely enjoy doing, what they're naturally good at, and what truly matters to them in a work setting.
So it's about finding your own path, not trying to squeeze yourself into some pre-made box.
You got it. For example, they even talk about how your personality, like whether you're a social butterfly or more of a lone wolf, can totally influence what kind of job would be a good fit.
That's so true. I know firsthand that being stuck in a job that clashes with your personality is like a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. And, you know, I think teenagers, they often downplay their experiences. They might be like, oh, I just like to draw. But this guide, it encourages them to see that as like potential evidence of spatial reasoning, creativity, attention to detail.
Wait, are you saying that doodling in your notebook could actually be a clue to a future career path?
Totally. Those seemingly small interests can actually reveal a lot about your strengths and potential career paths.
That's actually pretty cool. It's like this guide helps you connect those dots between who you are and what you might be naturally drawn to. But let's say you've done some serious soul searching. You're starting to get a sense of your interests and skills. How do you actually start exploring different career options?
Well, you don't need years of work experience to start gaining some real-world insights. That's where this guide gets super practical. It talks about researching different industries and job roles that pique your interest.
So good old-fashioned digging for information.
Yeah. But not just going with what sounds cool on the surface. You know, it's about digging into the data, checking out sources like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, understanding things like future job outlook, and, even being realistic about earning potential.
Okay, so it's about finding that balance between following your passion and, you know, being practical about the whole thing.
Exactly. But research is really just the beginning. This guide is all about getting those firsthand insights. We're talking informational interviews.
Wait, hold on. Teens can do informational interviews. Isn't that like something you do when you've got some actual work experience under your belt?
See, that's the beauty of it. Informational interviews are about asking good questions, really listening to someone else's story. Find someone, you know, someone who's already killing it in a field you're curious about, and just pick their brain. Even if you change your mind next week, right?
So it's like a sneak peek behind the scenes, no pressure, just pure curiosity. I love that.
Exactly. And You'd be surprised how many people are actually down to share their experience, offer advice. It's like this guide unlocks a whole network of career mentors you didn't even know you had.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. It's like a direct line to wisdom from the people who've actually been there. Okay, but let's say you've done your research, you've chatted with some inspiring folks. What's next? How do you actually, dip your toes into the water?
That's where it gets even better. This guide's all about rolling up your sleeves and getting some real-world experience. We're talking job shadowing, internships, even volunteering.
You're saying even if you can't land your, dream job right this second, there are ways to at least get a foot in the door.
Exactly. These experiences, they give you a taste of what it's really like. And sometimes, let's be honest, those hands-on experiences, they teach you way more than any research or interview ever could.
Oh, totally. I remember volunteering at this animal shelter when I was like 16. I was convinced I was going to be a vet. Turns out I was terrified of needles, but I loved like walking the dogs and organizing those adoption events. Totally changed my perspective.
You see, real-world experience, it's like that reality check you didn't know you needed. Helps you narrow down your interests, discover talents you didn't even know you had.
Okay, so we've covered self-awareness, diving into different career paths, even getting our hands a little dirty with real-world experience. But what about, the big E word, dot education?
Yeah, a lot of people, their eyes glaze over at the word education.
Right, but I have a feeling this guide's got a fresh take on it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It recognizes that, like career paths, they're not always a straight shot. You know, it's not always about that traditional 4-year college plan. This guide, it throws open the doors to all sorts of possibilities.
So there's hope, even if the whole college route isn't really your thing. Tell me more.
For sure. It encourages teens to really think about their options. We're talking 4-year universities, yeah, but also community college, vocational training, apprenticeships, so many choices. The point is to find what vibes with your interests, your goals, even your learning style, you know?
I love that. Ditching the rule book on what a successful career path's supposed to look like, but it also keeps it real, right? Finding
Yeah.
your path, it's not always easy.
Nope, not always sunshine and rainbows. This guide, it acknowledges the challenges, the setbacks that are part of the journey. It talks about dealing with uncertainty, managing expectations, because let's face it, there's a lot of pressure to have it all figured out, you know?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. But that pressure, it can be paralyzing. This guide doesn't sugarcoat that, does it?
Not at all. It jumps right into the importance of handling setbacks, disappointments, rejections. They happen. It's not about letting them define you, it's about what you learn from them.
Resilience. That's a word you don't hear enough these days. So, how does this guide help teens stay motivated, especially when things get tough? What's the secret?
It talks about this idea of a growth mindset, embracing challenges, seeing them as opportunities to, level up, seeing setbacks as just temporary bumps in the road. It's about believing you've got what it takes, even when it gets tough.
I love that. It's not about being perfect. It's about embracing the process, even the messy parts.
Exactly. And speaking of embracing the process, this guide doesn't just leave you hanging at the job fair, you know. It lays out some essential skills that can make or break you, no matter what field you're in. We're not just talking about acing exams, but those real-world, like, superpowers that employers are looking for.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm intrigued. What are these superpowers?
At the very top of the list, communication. And I'm not talking about texting your best friend. We're talking about expressing your ideas clearly, confidently, in a way that truly connects with people.
So it's not just about what you say, it's how you say it.
Bingo. Then there's critical thinking, that problem-solving muscle,
Yeah.
analyzing information, making connections, finding creative solutions. These are valuable everywhere, no matter what industry you're in.
Okay, that makes total sense. And of course, we can't forget about those tech skills. Digital world, gotta be tech savvy. Guide talks about that too, right?
Absolutely. It stresses digital literacy. And relax, you don't need to be a coding genius. It's more about like being comfortable with tech, navigating the online world, having those basic skills that give you an edge.
Right, because tech's not going anywhere. But let's be real, it's not all about staring at our screens, right? What about those classic, those timeless people skills? Those never go out of style, do they? You know it. Human connection, that's where it's at. This guide's on the same page, right?
Absolutely. All's about teamwork, collaboration, knowing how to work well with others, really listening to different perspectives, coming together to achieve a shared goal. Those skills, gold.
Like they say, teamwork makes the dream work. Corny, but true. And this guide wouldn't leave out those other essential life skills, would it? The ones you'd think they'd teach in school, but
Not a chance. There's a whole section on time management, organization. Especially these days, everything's so fast-paced. Being able to prioritize, manage your time well, stay organized, that can make all the difference.
Talk about productivity hacks. Those skills, that's not just career changing, that's life changing. You know, going through this guide, I keep thinking how much I wish I'd had this info back in the day, you know?
Right. It's like a roadmap for this whole journey of figuring out your future, which, let's be honest, can be exciting, but also kind of overwhelming. And here's the thing, it's not about checking off boxes, following some preset path. This guide, it encourages teens to, like, embrace the journey, be open to those unexpected detours, trust that the skills they pick up along the way, those are just as important as the destination.
It's about figuring out who you are now and who you want to become. Which reminds me, there's something else really cool in here about mentorship.
It's like having your own personal career superhero, you know, someone
Right.
who's been there, done that, and they've got your back. This guide, it encourages teens to actually seek out mentors, people they admire, who inspire them, who can offer advice, support, especially when you're not sure which way is up.
Having people who believe in you, that's huge, especially when you're doubting yourself. Love that. But it's not just about finding mentors, right? It's about taking charge, getting that real-world experience.
100%.
Yeah.
This guide's all about diving in, trying things out, learning by doing. Internships, part-time gigs, even volunteering, all that stuff. It gives teens a taste of different work environments, helps them build those essential skills, lets them test the waters in different fields.
It's like you get to test drive a career before you buy the whole car.
Sure.
And it goes even deeper, doesn't it? Talks about developing an entrepreneurial mindset, even if you're not, like, starting your own company.
Exactly. Thinking outside the box, seeing problems as opportunities, innovating. Those are valuable skills no matter what.
So even if you're not the next big tech CEO, that whole entrepreneurial spirit, that drive, that's a superpower on its own. This guide, it's not just about getting by, it's about really thriving.
Couldn't have said it better. It's about being adaptable, resilient, ready for whatever comes your way.
And through it all, there's this emphasis on something we don't always talk about enough, emotional intelligence.
So important. It's not just about what you know, it's about how you navigate, you know, the human side of things. This guide, it encourages teens to really develop that emotional intelligence muscle. Understanding and managing their own emotions, building solid relationships, handling those interpersonal curveballs life throws at you.
Those skills, they're invaluable not just in your career, but in life, period. It's like this guy's a crash course in being an awesome human.
Totally. And it finishes strong, reminding us that career exploration, it's not a one-time deal. It's lifelong, you know. Stay curious, never stop learning, be open to new possibilities, even if they weren't on your radar at first.
Love that. It's like we always say, stay curious, keep exploring, and never be afraid to ask what ifs. And speaking of what ifs, here's something to chew on. If you could ask one person about their career path, who would it be and why? Could be someone famous, someone you admire, or even someone you know. What questions would you ask? What insights are you hoping for? Let those reflections be your guide as you find your own unique path. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Catch you next time for another adventure in knowledge.